All right, folks, welcome back to The Stoic Life, how to build calm confidence. This is your boy Logan Cruz coming at you daily with the tools you need to level up your life. Today, we're diving deep into something that impacts all of us managing our emotions. You know, those roller coaster rides inside our heads. Ever felt like your feelings were running the show instead of the other way around? Yeah, I get it. We've all been there. But here's the thing. Mastering your emotions isn't about suppressing them or pretending they don't exist. That's a recipe for disaster, trust me. It's about developing emotional intelligence, understanding those feelings, where they come from, and how to respond in a way that empowers you, not controls you. Think of it like this. Your emotions are data points, valuable information about yourself and your world. Learning to read them effectively is key to navigating life with clarity, confidence, and yeah, even a little bit of stoic calm. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways that will help you on this journey. First up, recognize and acknowledge your emotions. Don't try to ignore them or pretend they aren't there. Feel them, truly feel them. What are the physical sensations? Are you tense? Is your heart racing? Identifying those signals is crucial. It's like giving yourself a heads up, hey, something's going on here. Next, understand the triggers. What situations, people, or thoughts tend to set off strong emotional responses? Once you pinpoint your triggers, you can start to anticipate them and develop strategies for managing them effectively. Think of it like a cheat code for navigating those tricky moments. Now, let's talk about perspective. Ever notice how the same situation can evoke different emotions, depending on your viewpoint? Stepping back and examining things from multiple angles can help you gain clarity and reduce emotional reactivity. It's like putting on your mental zoom lens, seeing the bigger picture instead of getting caught up in the details. Practice mindfulness. This one's a game changer. Mindfulness is about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. When emotions arise, simply observe them without getting swept away. Imagine yourself as a calm observer, watching the thoughts and feelings come and go like clouds in the sky. And finally, cultivate self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, especially when things get tough. We all make mistakes, experience setbacks, and have moments of emotional vulnerability. Treat yourself with the same understanding and care you would offer a close friend. Remember, progress isn't always linear, there will be ups and downs along the way. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're walking down the street, minding your own business, when suddenly, someone bumps into you, spilling their coffee all over your new shirt. You feel a rush of anger and frustration. Your heart is racing, your palms are sweating, and you want to yell at this person. But hold on, take a deep breath, and apply what we just discussed. Acknowledge those feelings, anger, frustration, maybe even embarrassment. Recognize the trigger, the unexpected physical contact, and the damage to your shirt. Take a moment to step back and gain perspective. Remind yourself that this is a minor inconvenience in the grand scheme of things. Most likely, this person didn't mean to do it. They might be having a bad day themselves. Offer them a kind word, apologize for any inconvenience you caused, and simply move on. See? By applying these principles, you can transform a potentially stressful situation into a calm and collected experience. So there you have it, 5 powerful takeaways to help you manage your emotions and cultivate greater emotional intelligence. Remember, folks, this isn't about becoming emotionless robots. It's about harnessing the power of your feelings and using them to guide you towards a more fulfilling and authentic life. Now, I want to hear from you. Have any specific challenges you're facing when it comes to managing your emotions? Share your thoughts in the comments below or send me a message. Let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe to The Stoic Life for more daily doses of wisdom and inspiration. Until next time, keep striving for calm confidence and remember, you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.